Are you looking for a better, more natural, non-toxic path to sustainable wellness? Green Divas Meg and Katie share their collective wealth of knowledge of natural healing based on years of experience and training. Both of these vibrant Green Divas are lifelong friends and natural health enthusiasts. Listen, learn, and laugh along with them as they share tried and tested effective drug-free remedies for common ailments like headaches, anxiety, insomnia, weight loss, allergies, PMS, menopause, to name just a few. Disclaimer time! Neither of these Green Divas is a medical professional, and their commentary is strictly based on their own experiences. Please seek medical advice if you are suffering with a serious ailment, if you are ill or immune compromised, or on medication to make sure any remedies you may want to try are not contraindicated. Before we launch into this wonderful episode of GD Essential Wellness, I want to clarify a couple of things. We are not medical professionals, and we are not giving you medical advice. We're offering suggestions based on our experience on how to keep your immune system healthy and strong. And if, God forbid, you should get sick, we are not suggesting that you stay home and do what we're offering as supportive measures. We absolutely think if you believe you are sick, you need to contact your medical professionals, get tested, follow their advice. And if you are able to stay home and treat yourself, these are helpful suggestions to support yourself through that time. Hey, Katie, how are you?
Hi, Megan. I'm doing really good. Thank you.
It's been way too long because we were sort of obsessively like, well, we have to be together to do this. We don't need to do this by phone, but
it's a whole new world.
And that, my friends, is Green Diva Lisa, whose voice you are going to hear on more of our podcast now that she lives here. And this is what we're doing.
We're having, we're really enjoying the things that we're learning together and taking our audiences with us.
Excellent.
It's certainly time. It's always timely to talk to Katie, but it is timely right now to talk about how we can prevent some of the health issues and do our best to make our immune system strong as possible in case we are exposed, even though many of us are staying home, washing our hands and being good social isolators.
We're going to talk about ways of releasing some of the stress that we might be feeling in the midst of all of this.
That's such a big part of it. And then, you know, we're going to have some helpful information about what to do if you do get sick. Don't panic is the first thing. The second thing is there are a lot of things you can do to help yourself. Katie!
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm so happy to be here with you and Lisa.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy to talk about just some really simple, sensible things that we can do to keep our nervous system in the state of rest and relaxation, which is tough with everything that's going on. And to keep the homeostasis of our health solid.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm mostly okay, but I also happen to suffer from seasonal allergies, and my seasonal allergy response is coughing like I suddenly have the plague. Yeah. And that's how I usually state it. Now I'm afraid to say it that way. But anyway, it's been going on for 2 weeks. I'm not sick, but periodically I just go and I start coughing and, you know, everybody looks at me like, oh my God, what's happening? My husband's like, what? Anyway, you know, but that raises my stress level because then I start, is it different? Is something different?
Am I going to be okay?
Yeah. Take my temperature, you know, for God's sakes.
Well, I think a lot of people are experiencing allergies right now. Do you want to jump in with that for just a moment and just talk about that for a minute?
Yes, please.
Sure. Yeah.
So one of the most important things that you can do during allergy season is actually prepare before allergy season.
Oops.
That might not be helpful
right now.
It's too
late to say you love me.
But I just want to talk about how keeping the body clean, cleansing your organs of elimination, is really important for minimizing the effects of seasonal allergies. And one really great way you can do that is by obviously by eating clean, by staying really well hydrated. and by adding a little citrus oil to your water daily. The citrus oil, which is high in limonene, really helps to cleanse the organs of elimination, particularly the liver.
I have a question.
And when the liver gets,
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt right at that point, because the liver is a really important thing to talk about. My question is, I've been doing lemon water every morning, but lemon juice. Does it inhibit the benefit of lemon juice to add the oil to it, or does either of those need to be alone, separate?
No, you can put squeeze lemons and add lemon oil, but they do very different things.
Right.
So the lemon juice is good for you in moderation. It's acidic, mm-hmm. so you want to watch out for your teeth and maybe your stomach. But it's got some real health benefits, and the lemon oil is completely different, and it's really working on cleansing and detoxifying the body and the liver. And it does so many important things. It boosts immunity. It boosts energy. It helps build glutathione in the body, which is involved with white cell production, which is how we boost immunity. So the oil is a really concentrated aspect of the lemon juice. And you get a little bit when you squeeze it in. That's what makes it smell so yummy and lemony, is the oil in the rind. Yeah, adding it to it would be great.
Right. So the important part, I think, is to not panic. And we talked. And by the way, we do have a podcast, Katie and I, one of our Green Diva Essential Wellness podcasts on allergies. So you can go and listen to that full thing, right?
Right. Yeah.
So
good point.
We're talking about keeping stress low and staying positive mentally, and the ways that we do that now, of course, just the basic things like sleeping well, exercising, making sure you're talking to someone if you're anxious, maybe not drinking too much caffeine, some of those very basic things are always good. But right now, more than ever, because there is so much fear and anxiety floating around out there, right?
Definitely. I think that stress and our emotional state is really the foundation of our health. Everybody's a little bit freaked out right now. I think it's just such an unprecedented situation that it's hard not to feel your emotions run high and have your fear of what could happen get the best of you. So I think it's really important to manage your stress with all the things you just mentioned. And then there's also some really great oils that you can work with stress. One of the reasons the oils are so powerful in helping our emotional state is because our emotional state is really related to our sense of smell. And the limbic brain, which is in the front of the brain, and it's the seat of our emotions, is connected to our olfactory bulb, which is right at the top of our nose. So when you breathe in a smell, that's why it kind of brings back memories or feelings. And when you breathe in an essential oil, I'm breathing in a little lavender right now, it goes right up to the limbic brain. It affects the way you feel. So that's the most powerful way to use essential oils to work with emotions is through the sense of scent. So by diffusing it, and you can diffuse in a lot of different ways. If you have a diffuser, of course, you could put a few drops of an oil like lavender, which is really calming, or lemon, which is uplifting. Any citrus oil is going to be a mood boost.
Oh, wait, but we got to put it like a caveat on that. Because if you put too much oil in your diffuser, you could end up coughing and scaring yourself.
The thing about essential oils is they're so concentrated.
You really
that
you only need
a small amount, in a diffuser, two drops, three drops, something like that. Putting one drop in your hand and rubbing your hands together and then cupping your hands around your nose and breathing in deep. That's another way that you can take the oils in aromatically.
Pretty simple.
And by the way, we did a whole podcast about anxiety.
So you can.
Right.
Actually, we have a few podcasts about anxiety and different. We have GD Spirit Pub also, but we did a GD Essential Wellness, you and I, Katie. So again, there's much more on that. And, then there's all the physical things that we can do to make sure that our bodies are as strong as possible and our immunity is at its best. I neti pot, and neti potting in this season is pretty much essential. So, I mean, and hopefully we're taking vitamins, maybe hopefully not overdoing it. Again, it's all about not panicking. And I think I overdid it. I started doing all of my prevention and like I've been exposed protocols, you know, with the homeopathy and oils all over the place and extra vitamins and just almost freaking out for like 2 weeks. And my body actually responded crazy. Like I started getting blisters and eczema on my, which to me is, I know, is an overreaction to my body's like, okay, well, you know, what are we attacking now? So.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think that basically what we, you know, what we should do in regards to prevention is just to keep doing what you already know you need to do to stay in a good state. So if you take vitamins, keep taking your vitamins. If you do citrus oil, that's very important to drink throughout the day. Taking vitamin C, taking vitamin D, getting good rest is really important. So if you're having trouble sleeping, I just want to make a point about coming back to lavender because it's such a versatile oil. You could take a drop of lavender underneath your tongue and or two, and that'll help with sleep. So taking it internally really helps with sleep. Taking it in aromatically really helps with mood. Just keep doing what you know you need to do, getting exercise, working on your stress level.
Well, breathing.
Yeah. And breathing. One of the things that I have, another thing that has been so important for me is to find gratitude and find optimism in the things that, and I'm finding that there are some really weird silver linings that I'm trying to focus on. I mean, I'm an introvert, so to me, the whole thing is a little bit of a silver lining as long as we're healthy. But that aside, there are these other really, like, I'm just much more mindful. I'm spending a lot more time outside. And these Zoom meetings, I'm actually talking to and seeing people I haven't seen in a long time because we're taking the time to reach out.
Yeah. And, you know, gratitude and fear cannot live in the same space. So when you're feeling fearful, shift over to gratitude and then it makes fear step out of the way.
Yeah. I love thinking about one of the things that a phrase that really works for me is look for the good.
Yep.
Nice and simple.
I'm loving having more time with my daughter, you know, like it's a mixed blessing because I'm also trying to, you know, work and manage childcare and manage her education, but I am really loving having just so much more quality time with her. It's really fun. Aww. So that's a cool thing too.
So is there anything else that we want to talk about in terms of prevention? Or because I know we also do want to spend some time talking about if you do get sick.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. And I want to just take a moment to make a caveat about the quality of the products that you use is really important. So just buying any old vitamin off of a CVS shelf probably isn't the best idea. And just buying any old essential oil off of the shelf isn't a good idea. When you purchase essential oils from a natural food store or Whole Foods or something like that, by law, they can include a 30% filler and not label it. So you don't really know what you're getting in an essential oil you're buying off the shelf. That's one of the reasons why I am really into doTERRA is because they're really into testing, third-party testing and in-house testing. They're into purity, they're into potency, and I trust that the oil I'm getting is just 100% pure, organic, certified pure, therapeutic grade essential oil. So yeah. I just want to, that's my little caveat that I'm not just talking about any essential oils because I really don't know what's in a lot of other oils, but I do know what these oils, the level of purity that they are.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. So for talking about general immunity, do you want to talk a little bit about On Guard?
Sure.
That's a really amazing blend of oils that really helps to boost immunity in the body. It's referred to as the protective blend. And it's got wild orange peel, clove bud, cinnamon leaf, cinnamon bark, eucalyptus, and rosemary. And all of those plants and the oils in those plants are really good for elevating immunity. So if you're feeling like you're getting sick or you want to prevent getting sick, On Guard is a really, it's a go-to oil. I want to come back to one of the cool things about essential oils that is make them particularly powerful for the health crisis that we find ourselves in right now is that essential oils are an oil, and it's like concentrated plant medicine, and they have the capacity to move through the cell membrane, which is a fat layer. And so they can get into the cells and address whatever's happening in the cells. So when you've got a viral infection, that can be very, very powerful, that you've got some kind of plant medicine that can penetrate the cell wall. Prescription medicine doesn't have that capacity because it's a water-based medicine. So it can get everything around the cells, but it can't get into the cells. So that makes essential oil medicine, concentrated plant medicine, super effective for fighting certain illnesses, for supporting the body to fight certain illnesses.
Yes. And I have found that to be true over the last year or so that I have added essential oils into my natural apothecary, if you will, and my natural medicine cabinet. And Katie, you know that I've avoided a couple of pretty, you know, monstrous sinus infections and people around me with all kinds of illness. I've stepped up my game and it usually works. So what I'm curious about to hear, and I think there are people out there who are listening that may have, you know, they may have COVID-19 or coronavirus or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, obviously they're home, hopefully, and trying to treat themselves. And we keep hearing things about not taking ibuprofen, which I don't know the veracity of it, but I've seen it enough and in credible places that I'm going to be mindful if, God forbid, I get sick, not to, because you want it, you know, if you're achy, you know, that's the first thing you want to reach for. But anyway, so what can these folks do and what can we do if we do get sick?
Well, I want to touch on kind of two key things that people could do. And it's a combination of a few different really important oils for this particular situation. So we've already talked about En Garde, and then also Melaleuca, which is tea tree oil, and lemon. And those three oils together have so many varied uses. And the one thing that I would do if I started to feel like my throat was getting sore or I was starting to feel feverish or run down is I'd take a drop of En Garde, a drop of Melaleuca, and a drop of lemon and a little bit of water. I'd gargle and swallow. And that way you're taking the oils in internally and you're going to get a whole system support that way. And I do that multiple times throughout the day. So gargle and swallow En Garde, Melaleuca, and lemon, just one drop each, you know, like 3 to 5 times a day, or maybe even on the hour if you're really feeling like you're tanking. The other thing that I would really do to support respiration is I would do a topical application of oils on the lungs, front and back, of a beautiful blend that's called Breathe. And it's a combination of a bunch of different essential oils that support respiration. And I'd put rosemary on too, and I'd layer those oils. Rosemary is really great for respiration. And I'd put it on the chest, and then I'd put the Breathe on, and then I'd cup my hands around my nose, and I'd breathe in deeply multiple times, and I'd do that multiple times throughout the day.
Good to know.
There's also something really cool that you can do. You put a drop of Breathe in your hand, and you close your fist, but leave a little hole, and you put it on your mouth, and you suck it in like an inhaler.
Oh, interesting.
And that goes right into your lungs. So that's a way of getting the vapors, the healing plant medicine vapors, down into your lungs.
Well, one of the things I had done when my sinuses were such a mess was I put a drop of Breathe in a cup of almost boiling water and then threw a dish towel over my head and breathe deeply, letting it steam into my sinuses and my lungs.
Yeah, I think steams are really good. So one of the things they've learned about this particular virus and illness is that it's very sensitive to heat.
Mm.
So hot teas, hot steams, hot water is like hot warm water and salt, gargle and spit it out. That's really good as well. And I love the idea of the nasal steam. You can even do like a simplified version where you just grab a big mug and you pour your either just before boiling water or let it boil and cool down a tiny bit. And then you put the oil in and you cover your, you can just kind of like make a tent with your hands over your nose, over the mug, and breathe it in.
So what you're saying is that this particular virus does not like heat.
It's
moisture.
Vulnerable to heat. Yeah, exactly.
I've seen that a couple of times.
Yeah. So those of you that live in warmer climates, consider not having your air conditioning on quite as cool as you normally would. And
Well, this is why I've also been neti potting more, because I use warm, you know, pretty warm water when I neti pot, and that cleanses the nasal path. But because apparently the thing embeds itself primarily either in the nasal passages or the throat, and that's where it really, you know, gets going.
And we have pretty good access to those parts of our body. We want to eradicate it before it gets into the lungs. So I think that those are really good suggestions of netting, of gargling, and, you know, just a lot of hot teas. You know, medicinal hot teas going down your gullet.
I've got that.
I do drink that all day anyway.
So another thing I wanted to just mention was there's this really wonderful 4-part yogic breath that I think could be really helpful. It's simple, it's easy to do, and it's really effective for stress down, well-being up. You want to just, we'll start with like a count of 3 or 4. You breathe in a count of 3 or 4. You hold for a count of 3 or 4. You exhale for a count of 3 or 4. And you hold for a count of 3 or 4. And that's basically it. You could extend it if you've got more breath capacity and it's comfortable and not generating stress through doing it. You can extend it to a count of 10. 10 slow and steady inhale, 10 hold, slow and steady and relax, slow and steady, 10 exhale. And then you hold the emptiness for 10 breaths.
You can seriously lower your heart rate and anxiety level with that.
Instantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's something I've been doing pretty much every day because I'm stressed out too. Yeah. I have to work with my stress level and my concern. And I'm starting my day with the 4-part breath, and I'm really feeling the difference. It's like setting me up for the day, and you can always come back to it.
And I've also, speaking of breath, been doing that 4-7-8 breathing, which can really shift when you're in anxiety because it tricks the system and the brain and the nervous system that it shifts. But it's breathe in 4, hold 7, let out 8. And the primary thing is to exhale longer than the inhale, and the holding,
right,
of course,
it's
helps.
Very helpful, and that's a great breath, Megan. That breath helps to trigger your sympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and relax. So extending the exhale is how, that's what we do when we fall asleep, and the body, that's how the body begins to relax with the extended exhale. So that's what you're cultivating through that breath.
Yay. And I just want to mention before we close up that Katie, I've always wanted to take yoga. Katie is a yoga teacher. She has her own yoga business. And of course, it's hard to get people in the studio. You can't do it now. But you've started doing some Zoom or online virtual classes.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I am.
How can people find you?
They can find me at build-yoga.com.
And I'm going to join in. You have a Tuesday morning that is about hope and possibility or something?
Yep, the yoga of hope and possibility, Tuesday mornings at 9.
I just love the whole concept. I'm so there.
That's great.
I love the concept too. I'm teaching it because I need it. Yeah. And the most ironic thing about it is that I picked this series before all this happened.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel really excited about that. I'm also doing a Thursday night class that's called Stress Down, Well-Being Up.
Wow.
And it's going to be a more slower practice that's going to be really all about practices that help to strengthen our emotional state by just calming the nervous system down.
Oh, I'll be there too. I'm doing both.
It's going to be a yummy class. Yeah.
Sounds wonderful. So great to hear about all that you're doing and all the recommendations you have for our good health.
Super fun to hang out with you ladies. Thank you so much for getting together and having this opportunity to share some stuff.
Stay well, Katie. Thank you.
I will. You too. Bye-bye.
I'm sure you want to learn more, right? To hear more GD Essential Wellness podcasts, visit thegreendivas.com and go to the podcast menu and click on the GD Essential Wellness page. Learn more about Katie Schultz and her yoga and wellness practice by visiting build-yoga.com. In the meantime, stay brilliant, healthy, and wonderful.